for being here and celebrating. This is going to be a day of great celebration.
Amen.
We're going to have our baptism service this morning, and we're also going to be sharing communion together this morning. So we are so happy that you are here. Some announcements, just some housekeeping things. May the 11th, so next Saturday, we as a church, but also Chris and Tina Roberts are going to be hosting a pizza party, a play day out at Vesper Hills, and we would like families, bring your little ones to come out, and we're going to enjoy the weather and our church farm, Vesper Hills, with a special time. He's got some crafts for the kids for Mother's Day to do. So it's just going to be a special time to enjoy what God has blessed us with as a church, our property. So please, there's flyers in the back if you would like to invite those that you invited to the Easter egg hunt, those families that came for the Easter egg hunt. Take a flyer, invite them to come out and join us on Saturday, May 11th. Thursday, May 16th at 6, we're having a board meeting, administrative board meeting. Thursday, May 16th, if you want to come be a part of it, you're invited to come be a part of it. We would love to have leadership show up and help with that. Today, we're going to celebrate the baptism of Maverick Daniel Frew, and we are so grateful and thank you to have all the family here. Our whole Frew, Pritz, Miller Acre family is here. So we just thank you so much for being here and being a part of this. Tina's asking prayer for her grandbaby. He's needing to wear a hat. Is that what they call it? He's having a formation problem on his head. Wayne Layton's daughter contacted us this week, and she has requested some visitation from us, and I'm going to try to either go out today or tomorrow to see Wayne, but Wayne, they believe, is making his way to see our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I know a lot of the new people aren't familiar with Wayne, but Wayne was a disciple for Jesus Christ. He got his hands dirty in ministry for people that nobody really wanted to get their hands dirty for. And he was an example to us of what love looks like and what building God's kingdom on this earth looks like. So keep Wayne and his family in your prayers. He's still at Altar Care on Price Road. So we just ask a special prayer over him and over his family as they go through this process and this time. Continue to pray for Pastor Jeff and Tina. By golly, by George, we're seeing the work of Jesus and his healing process in their lives, giving them strength, giving them wisdom, and surrounding them, even though, you know, I always feel they're not close to us, because I know so many of us would be tending to them, doing what we can and helping them out, but the Lord has supplied that because they are surrounded with love by their neighbors and friends down in Tennessee. And it's made such a difference. So continue to pray for Pastor Jeff and Tina and Brad and Marsha's brother. Continue prayer for them. And I see a face back there, two faces back there, that I am so thrilled. Teresa and Gabriella, we love you so much. We miss you. Look, she's like, oh, I'm not coming back after this. We are blessed to see all of you. Okay, let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Let us prepare our hearts for this time of worship and praise. Heavenly Father, we give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks to the God of gods. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. He alone does great wonders. His faithful love endures forever. He spread the land on the waters. He made the great lights, the sun to rule by day, and the moon and stars to rule by night. His faithful love endures forever. We come into this place. We come into this time, Father God, and we separate this time for you. We set it apart as a holy and anointed, Father God. And let all the distractions of this day, whatever to-do lists that we may have, whatever trials that we may be facing now and what we're looking towards to this week, Lord. We're going to turn them over to you. We're not going to let them distract us from this time. And we thank you. We thank you for the praise band as they lead us into this time of worship and praise, that they share their gifts with us each and every week, Lord. Anoint them, anoint their hands, anoint their voices, Father God, and all the hands that have prepared the work of your church. We thank you so much for the workers. We thank you so much for the people that care and love you so much that it reflects your church. We're so grateful for them. We lift them up to you and ask a special blessing over them. And right now, Lord, the message that you have prepared for us, the special time that you've prepared for us. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Breathe your fresh fragrance of life into us, Lord. And that the words that you have for us this morning, that they become written on our heart, that we may carry them out of this church, carry them out into the world that is desperate and hungry to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise is meant to be heard. I'm going to say that one more time. Praise is meant to be heard. It's not a sit-down time. It's not quiet time. This is a time for you to cry out to the Lord with praise. Amen.
Our greeting today is taken from Psalms 122, verses 6 through 9. Pray for the peace in Jerusalem. May all who love this city prosper. O Jerusalem, may there be peace within your walls and prosperity in your palaces. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, may you have peace. For the sake of this house of the Lord of our God, I will seek what is best for you, O Jerusalem.
So let's pray.
The bridge says, let the lost be found, let the dead be raised. In the here and now, let love invade, let the church live loud. And our God will say, we believe, we believe. And the gates of hell will not prevail, for the power of God has torn the veil. Now we know your love will never fail. We believe. Gracious Heavenly Father, we do believe in you. And we do thank you that even though some of us up here mess up, and some of us need your help, we know that you are here beside us in the sanctuary. We can feel your presence. We know you are here for us and with us. And you never leave us. You never forsake us. We thank you for that. Now, you don't ask much of us, but you allow us to give offerings back to you. Why is that? We have a job to do here on this earth. To reach out and to touch someone in your name, and those funds help us get there. So we ask for special blessing upon these gifts. Allow them to stretch and reach farther than they ever will, because you're in control. So we thank you for everything you do for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Boy, I'm glad we have a Savior and a Redeemer. Wow. You know, we're having a special day today. Did everybody hear that? A real special day today. It's special because you're sitting here in these pews. It's special because we're going to bring a little one up. We're going to dedicate him. And that's a special time. It's a special time when we as a congregation can witness a baby being dedicated, and baptized. But it gives an opportunity for us to stand up to tell that baby that we care about that baby. And that will help bring them up in whatever way we can. It's a special time. It's a special time when we can be together and we can praise by our singing. And we can praise in our prayers. And we can listen to a sermon that comes out of their hearts. It tells us a story that we need to hear. You know, the Bible's a living word, right? You've heard that, right? Because it doesn't really matter what your situation is. When you open up the Bible, it touches you. You can find it. You just have to open it and you have to take some time with it. But when you're in need, open the Bible and it'll speak to you. So that's what I need to do. We need to figure out a way to open our Bible daily, to be with Him daily, and allow Him to speak words to us. Amen? Let's pray the prayer, "This is my Bible," and ask God to guide us in that direction. This is my Bible. It contains the Word of God given to me. It tells me that I am made righteous through Jesus Christ and that I am the head and not the tail. Since I am a joint heir to the throne of glory, today I will allow what I hear to transform me to be more like Christ. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Amen.
Romans 6:4, we were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Having been buried with him in baptism, in which we were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God who raised him from the dead. Colossians 2:12. I don't know about you, but I love it when things are new, when they're shiny. My kids haven't messed with them. My kids haven't lost them, because I don't lose it. It's my kids. Okay, Mr. Earbuds. Not the same. But I love new things. Like, my coworker this week got a new car. I love that new car smell. I love it when your car's new and your kids haven't drug in the dirt and their crusty old fries or their stale goldfish. I don't know if that's ever happened to you. That new car smell, when you haven't backed up into a boat hitch and scraped the side of your car. I'm speaking from a personal testimony. The one time my mom didn't go with me, and she's always telling me, be careful of that boat hitch. That boat has been there for years and years and years. And I'm like, I know, Mom, I see it. Well, that's what I get. New things. You remember Payless Shoe Source? Yes, I am that old. Before Amazon, before ordering online, you went to Payless Shoe Source. Yes, you did. And you walked in there and that new shoe smell just hit you. You can't get that from an Amazon box. I'm sorry. Oh, I love that place. It smelled so good. We just went there to get the boys matching sandals. They're Jesus sandals for summer. It was adorable. Oh, I love that place. New shoe smell. Oh, opening a brand new box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Okay. Hold on. Opening a brand new box of Fruit Loops. I love dry cereal. And it has to be a new box, because kids don't close the box proper and then it gets stale. So you have to be the first one to get to the box of cereal to make sure that it's fresh and new. Okay? I love new boxes. Should I eat dry cereal? No, I shouldn't. But I do sometimes. That just make your taste buds sing right here. But all this to say that we love new things. Our Lord loves to make things new too. Amen? Yes. Here's the one thing I love about Jesus. He is the master carpenter. Does anybody know a carpenter? Okay, I wish I had carpentry skills, because I love what carpenters can do. They can look at something that's old, that's dull, that's not working proper, and they see past that to what it can be. Okay, I had a carpenter come in. I've got vintage cabinets. And Mama wanted a dishwasher. And I was like, how am I going to do this? I have counters, I have cabinets, but how are they going to be able to get it in without cutting the countertop? And I'm not a carpenter. I don't know what they do. So I called a carpenter in, and he could see it. He's like, yeah, Haley, we can make this happen for you. We can get that in there. And he did. But that's what Jesus does with us. He is such a master carpenter. He sees us. And he was like, oh, girl, I can make you into something. You just got to let me. You accept me. You invite me. Because I'm not going to push myself on you. But if you want me to make you new, you want me to shave down those rough spots in your life, I can do it. I am a professional. I love that about Jesus. I love that the Bible says that he was a carpenter. Joseph, his stepfather, was a carpenter. The Word was with God. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything created, and his life brought light to everyone. The master carpenter created order out of chaos at the beginning of creation, and today he continues that work. When we put our faith in Jesus Christ, he starts making these things new in our lives by the power of the Holy Spirit, remodeling us, making those rough, those worn, those useless areas of our life. And do you believe that? Because we all have useless areas of our lives. Things that we've done, circumstances that we've been through, that we just think, you know, I don't know why I went through that. All that did was bring harm. All that did was bring pain. That was useless. All but that master carpenter, when you let him come into your life, he don't make it useless. He turns those ashes into beauty. He gives you that power of the Holy Spirit to use your spiritual gifts to make that into something that he can use to build his kingdom right here on earth, as it is in heaven. I love that about him. From the beginning, God made things that they might live, that they might move, bringing to him. He made them so that they might flourish and always be new. We know that his creation didn't remain brand spanking new, did it? We're living it, aren't we, church? We are living it. We see that creation isn't brand spanking new. We see what sin has brought into this world. When the curse of sin entered the world, all things that God had made new began to grow old. And he grieved, and he continues to grieve. And maybe you felt that small piece of that grief. When something you wished would be new forever starts to deteriorate, your dog gets a hold of it and chews it. Not new anymore. God decided he wouldn't let his creation waste away, though. God interceded. He put up a plan to renew it. Renew all things. Return it to its fresh, open box cereal type of new. We can see that in creation. We see that at the ending of winter and us coming into this season of spring with the fresh flowers, the bees, the leaves on the trees. He did that in Jesus when he raised him from the dead. Jesus took on the curse of sin and walked the way to death. He didn't have to. Just like us, Jesus was given a free will. He was human. He was part human, part God. He willingly went to the place where creation was destined to waste away, but then he walked back out, resurrected, and renewed so that the rest of creation might walk with him, out of him, into a resurrected life. In baptism, we walk the way. We're walking, we're deteriorating toward death with Jesus. But Paul says that in baptism, we are buried with Christ in death. But just as Christ walked back out, resurrected, and renewed, so we too walk out of our burial into baptism as God's renewed children through the power of the Holy Spirit and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who has been resurrected. The way we now walk is the way of the newness, the resurrected life of Jesus Christ. You are made new through the wonder-working power of the Holy Spirit, and the baptism is an outward sign of that transforming workmanship of the master carpenter, Jesus Christ. And not only are you forgiven, because he could have just stopped there, couldn't he? He could have just stopped with you're forgiven, you've got a place made for you in heaven. He didn't stop there. Our baptism, the baptism through the Holy Spirit, the wounding working power of the Holy Spirit is for us to experience as we live our lives on this earth. We are brought into this newness, to experience, to reach out to others so that they may have it as well. Eternal life through Jesus Christ, the opportunity to begin living, building his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Renewed, restored, just as Jesus was. That's who we are as baptized children of God. You have an identity. You are marked. You are branded by the Holy Spirit. And you are made new. You are risen from the grave with Jesus Christ. Our God loves it when things are new too. He loves seeing that work within us. Baptism is an important step of obedience that shows others we have personally put our trust in Jesus Christ for our salvation. It's not the baptism that saves you. It is the faith of putting your trust in Jesus Christ, the one who died for you. That's what saves you. What baptism is, it is your billboard. It is your message that I am a child of God. This is what's happening to me on the inside. I went down with Jesus in that grave, and I came up new in my life. It is an outward expression of what the Holy Spirit is doing to you on the inside. That's baptism. Baptism is also a symbol of the cleansing by the Spirit of God and the blood of Jesus Christ. This reflects the forgiveness of our sin, the cleansing, the purification of our hearts. Baptism is a symbol of change and willingness to go to the next level of our relationship with Jesus. It serves as a point in life where we take the step to surrender. And the Bible says children are a blessing. Children are a blessing and a reason to rejoice. And for this reason, we follow Jesus' example in blessing the small children in our congregation. When one member rejoices, we all rejoice. And it is our pleasure and it is our joy today to join in celebrating this precious faith, praying together to affirm God's love for him and to thank God for his blessings and his presence as he grows. For the promise is for you and your children, for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. Acts 2:39. And Jesus said in Matthew 19, let the children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter into it. Then he took the children in his arms and he placed his hands on their heads and he blessed them. Jillian and Jared are presenting Maverick Daniel for baptism this morning. And since baptism is a sacrament, this is a sacred time in the life for them as parents, for Maverick, for their family, and for us as a church family. Would you believe that Christ gave this holy sacrament as a sign and a seal of the new covenant? Christian baptism signifies for Maverick and all babies being baptized God's gracious acceptance on the basis of that prevenient grace. That grace that goes before us, that grace that goes before us and pulls us closer to him as we walk this faith journey, as we walk through this life, the grace of God that is always around us. And there's nowhere too far, nowhere that is too deep in this life that God cannot reach us. Don't let the enemy lie to you about that. We got some walking, living, breathing testimonies of that fact in this church. In the pews around you, we have testimonies of that. It is an acknowledgement of God's grace in the work and the life of this child within the care of his mother and father and extended family. It points forward to his personal decision of accepting the grace and the faith of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. So come to the water. Water poured over and immersing us. Water flowing free for all who will receive it. Water from the streams of God's saving power and justice. Water that brings hope to all who thirst for righteousness. Water that refreshes life, nurtures growth, and offers new birth. And here we come to the waters to baptize Maverick Daniel through, and in each other's presence to renew our commitment to Christ who has raised us, the Spirit who has birthed us, and the Creator who is making all things new. Jillian and Jared, is it your desire to baptize Maverick Daniel today? Do you believe this child is a possession of God entrusted to you to care for? On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? Do you accept the freedom and the power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord? He's like, she's talking about Jesus. That's what he's saying. You're talking about Jesus. Yes. And promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with Faith Church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, all nations, in all races. Will you nurture Maverick Daniel in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, he may be guided to be accepted into God's grace for himself, to profess his faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? Congregation, this is a whole church thing, church. Where would some of us be without this church? Without your commitment to each other to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, I know where I would be. Do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? If so, please say we do. Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include Maverick Daniel in your care? If so, say we do. Will you receive and profess the Christian faith as contained in scriptures of the Old and New Testaments? If so, please say we will. And let us recite the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who is conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Amen. Father God, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those in the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow, and when you saw your people as slaves in Egypt and led them to freedom through the sea, their children you brought through the Jordan River to the land which you promised. Sing to the Lord, all the earth, tell of God's mercy each day. In the fullness of time, you set Jesus nurtured in the water of a womb, baptized by John and anointed with the Spirit. He called his disciples to share in baptism and of his death and resurrection. Pour your Holy Spirit to bless the gift of this water and that those who receive it to wash away their sin and clothe them in righteousness through their lives, that dying and being raised with Christ, they may share in his final victory. The Spirit of the Lord is with us. Even so, Lord Jesus, come. Come upon us, Holy Spirit, and come upon these waters. Father, we lift Maverick Daniel up to you and pray that he grows in grace and love, and may he learn to follow Jesus through the influence of your Holy Spirit. He is a true child of yours, and we pray that he serves you faithfully all his days, and we pray guidance and strength for Jillian, for Jared, and our family, that by their example, by their wife's counsel, and their love leading them to life, full of strength, love, joy, peace, and faith. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, I know. This water, I have a little bit left that Catherine and Jim Barber brought back for me from Israel, from the Jordan River. So when we talk about God leading his people through the River Jordan, all those that are going to be baptized here at this church, as long as my water stays in that vessel, you're going to be baptized through the waters of the Jordan River. And so it is with my great honor and privilege that I baptize Maverick Daniel Frew. Maverick Daniel. And what would it be, a baby baptism without them crying? I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit work with you, and being born through water and the Spirit, you may be faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. And let us welcome Maverick Daniel Frew into your care. Amen. Amen. Great day. What a glorious day. What a wonderful day. Amen. And those, when you come up as we prepare our hearts for service this morning, if you would like to remember your baptism as you come up to take communion, dip your hands into the water and remember your baptism, you're welcome to. Those of you that have yet to be baptized, that have said, Pastor, we want to be baptized, we got the baptism tent, and we're going to be planning a celebration for those that have wanted to be immersed in baptism, and so we're going to have a baptism celebration this summer when it gets warmer out, and it'll be another great day of celebration in their lives, and for us as a church, amen? And this morning, a baptism is a sacrament that incorporates us into the body of Christ, and the Lord's Supper is the sacrament that reflects our ongoing process. Because we're not just made new once, all right? Are we, church? We're not just made new once. There are several times I'm needing to be made new. Ask my kids, Lord, make her new. And this morning we will share together the Lord's Supper, where Christ has made room for us to join him, inviting us, as he invited his disciples in the upper room, to offer the bread, saying, this is my body broken for you. Take and eat in remembrance of me. And then he raised the cup and gave thanks for it. And he said, take and drink. This is my blood poured out for you for the forgiveness of your sin. Take and drink in remembrance of me. We recall his sacrifice on the cross where his body was broken and his blood was shed and he laid his life for us, for the forgiveness of our sin. It reflects on the present. Not only are we recalling what Christ did for us, we look back, but we look at the present. The Lord's Supper speaks of the present and how we fellowship with the living Christ. We have communion with him now because our sins are forgiven. This isn't just a ritual that we do once a month, or sometimes even if you do it at home, it is a sacred time set apart. And what it requires of us to do before we ever approach this table is it requires of us to take a self-reflection, to look at ourselves and say, you know what, Lord, there are things within my heart there's some things within my life that I need to shed, that I need you to make new. And so what communion does is it sets that time apart so that we can approach his communion table, not only with communion with him, but preparing our hearts and our lives to be in communion with him. It looks at the mission that we have of building God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, what our responsibilities are, and the type of people, the type of disciples that Jesus would want us to be to reflect that. And it looks to the future. Communion, we take part in the Lord's Supper. It says, till he comes. Until the Lord comes. Whether it is when he comes and he takes us in the rapture, or we go and we meet him in glory. It reminds us that Jesus is victorious and he will set up his kingdom on earth and heaven until he comes again in the future. The Lord's Supper keeps us focused on the cross. John Wesley called it spiritual food for our journey, strengthening us for our journey through the broken body of Jesus Christ and his blood shed for us. So let us now take this time to prepare our hearts, our spirits, to receive communion with one another. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we bow before you in humility and ask you to examine our hearts today. Show us everything that is not pleasing to you. Reveal any secret pride, any unconfessed sin, any rebellion or unforgiveness that may be hindering our relationship with you, Lord. Strip it away. Make us new. Do what you do as that master carpenter. Shave it off. Cut it off. We are a beloved child that belongs to you, having received you into our hearts and our lives, and having accepted your death as a penalty for our sinfulness, for the punishment that we deserve. The price you paid covered us for all time. And our desire is to live for you, to be in a constant relationship with you. And as we take the bread and the juice representing your life that was broken and poured out for us, we remember and celebrate your faithfulness to us and to all who will receive you. We remember the agony and the suffering you bore for all humanity. Yet you took that pain, and we can say you died for me. You died for each one of us. And the stain of our sin, the blackness and dead sin that caused in our lives is washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your extravagant love and undeserved merit and favor on our lives. Thank you that your death gave us life, eternal life forever. Each time we take communion, Lord, we want to recommit our life. We want to recommit our heart. We want to recommit our thoughts, everything to you. Fill us today with your powerful Holy Spirit as we leave this place. Help us to hold this fresh remembrance, the story that never grows old in our heart. Strengthen us through the power of the Holy Spirit that comes and makes this bread your broken body, that makes this juice the power of your blood to continue the mission of building your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven and proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world that is so desperate and hungry for it. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And on the night that Christ was betrayed, he took his disciples into the upper room. He took the bread and he gave thanks for it. And he told his disciples, this is my body that is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And then he raised the cup. He raised it. He gave thanks for it. And he said, this is my blood poured out for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take it, drink it in remembrance of me. You do not have to be a member of this church or any other church to come and partake of the Lord's Supper, to take his bread that was broken for you and to take his blood that was poured out for you. What you do need to do is you need to believe that story, that it is true, that Jesus was the Son of God who came to this earth with one mission, and that mission was you, that you may come to him through faith, believing that he died for your sin, and that you are a forgiven child of the Most High God who loves you so much and chases after you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for loving us so much. And you're so jealous for us. You just chase after us. You are a jealous God. You want us to be part of your kingdom so badly that you just cry out for us. You cry out for us with your grace. And as let this bread and this juice strengthen us. Let it become part of that story, that testimony that calls us, that just keeps telling your story, so that when we leave this place, it strengthens us for our journey to go out and be disciples of Jesus Christ, to go out and proclaim the good news of new life through Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray all these things. Amen. I'm ready to celebrate. Are you ready to celebrate? Leave here. I ask that you bless the food that we are about to partake of. We thank you for all those that brought their gifts, that we may be satisfied. We're hungry, we're hot, and we just thank you that the air is working in the other parts of the building. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So bless the food that we're about ready to eat. Let us nourish our bodies just like your word nourishes our souls to continue the work that you have called us to do, of building your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.